Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com. or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening:
the lower house of parliament passes the Zimbabwe constitutional bill, moving the draft charter an inch closer to become the country's supreme law.
The MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says police today raided and confiscated 10 motorbikes from its Gwanda offices in Matabeleland South without a search warrant.
After our staff and leaders refused to give them the keys and access to that office, they then went back to their offices to get equipment which they used to unlawfully break into those offices without even a search warrant.
And the stock theft case that has divided ZANU-PF leaders in Manicaland takes a new twist as the party's secretary for administration, Didmus Mutasa, is accused of sexual abuse.
The lower house of parliament today endorsed the new draft charter after passing the Constitution of Zimbabwe Amendment Bill No. 20 amid pomp and fanfare. Ivan Chifera reports from the capital.
The bill was passed with a few amendments, most of which were mere grammatical errors or what officials say were errors of omission. After the third reading, the bill was put to the vote, requiring two-thirds support from the lawmakers for it to proceed to the Senate. While the House is usually divided along party lines when it comes to voting over issues, today all the 156 legislators present voted in favor of the bill.
The result of the count is that 156 honorable members have voted in favor of the third reading of the bill, and none have voted against the bill.
After the announcement of the results, legislators, including Deputy President Joyce Mujuru, Cabinet Ministers Nelson Chamisa, Tendai Biti and Xavier Kasukwere, among others, broke into song and dance, celebrating the passage of the bill.
The number of the affirmative votes recorded, 156, is not less than two-thirds of the total membership of the House. I therefore declare the final votes in the House on the Constitution of Zimbabwe Amendment No. 20, Bill HB 2, 2013, to have been in accordance with the provisions of subsection 3 of section 52 of the Constitution.
The bill is expected to sail through Senate next week before it is sent to President Robert Mugabe to sign it into law. The new charter will replace the Lancaster House Constitution, which the country has used since independence from Britain in 1980. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.